Save My Daughter by Sam Vickery and read by Tamsin Kennard for Saga Egmont. For my daughter, Aurora, my joy, my little shadow, my love, you make me smile 1,000 times a day. This one is for you. Prologue. I never planned it, though I know that's exactly what people will think. They'll watch with one eye on the news as they sip their morning coffee, tutting under their breath, condemning me without stopping to question what they're hearing, or whether it's even true. I know how it works, how people's lives are picked to pieces by vultures in their determination to create a villain. They'll say I bided my time, waited for the perfect opportunity to make my move, betrayed my best friend in the world, that my whole life was a lie leading up to this one pivotal moment. I know the whispers that will follow me everywhere I go, the hateful glances, doors slammed shut in my face. But the picture they'll paint of me is nothing but a lie. I never intended to break her trust, never even considered it, even after discovering the secrets she'd held back from me, what she'd done. I loved her, loved them all. I would never have hurt them. What I did was a shock, even to me. I never planned it, but in the end, I don't suppose the intent mattered. It was my actions that counted, and those I couldn't excuse. Chapter 1. Lily. The smell of candy floss and fried foods filled the sultry August air, making my mouth water, despite the picnic we'd eaten only an hour before. I adjusted the constricting waistband of my cotton sundress as it swished around my calves, a light breeze teasing every now and then, offering a moment of relief from the heat before disappearing into the crowd. I'd known what we were getting into before agreeing to come today, been perfectly aware that the place would be packed with families, children hyped up on sugar or having a heat-induced meltdown. But once the idea had come to me, I'd latched onto it with conviction. It must have been 3 years since we'd last had a day out to a theme park, and it was long overdue. John took my hand, our eyes meeting for a moment as he pointed towards the dragon-themed roller coaster. I nodded, slipping my palm from his, ignoring the crease that appeared between his eyebrows, and wiping the damp sheen of sweat from my hand on my dress. Last time we'd come, William had only been 5, Maisie 3, and we'd spent the majority of the day watching the parrot shows, hanging around the merry-go-round and the toddler area. I remembered how John had been called up to the stage in the tiny arena, where he'd had a large, intimidating macaw placed on his shoulder. How the children in the audience had roared with laughter when the parrot had relieved its bowels down the back of his t-shirt. The complimentary vouchers we'd been given by the flustered 20-something-year-old guy who'd been leading the show, though John had taken it all on the chin and laughed along with the audience. It seemed like a lifetime ago now. I closed my eyes, breathing in the summer air, letting the screams and laughter wash over me. I wished we could go back to that day.
Mummy, look at the bear!
I opened my eyes to find John watching me, his mouth twisted in that familiar look of concern. Maisie was tugging at my arm, half awestruck, half terrified, as the huge bear mascot interacted with children nearby, making exaggerated movements and dishing out hugs. "Do you want me to take you over to see him?" I asked, reaching for her hand, enjoying the fact that for once she didn't pull hers away. She shook her head.
"I don't think I want to. He's really big, and his eyes are scary."
"It's not real, silly," William said, coming to stand at my other side, his fingers encircling mine. He squeezed tightly, waiting for me to look down at him, ensuring he had my full attention before continuing.
"It's just a man in a suit, or maybe a woman. Whoever it is, they must be really, really hot."
Hannah nodded in agreement as she shifted Ella in the baby carrier. I smiled at my best friend, holding my 3-month-old.